USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For the second time in a week, the U.S. Supreme Court's lifted an injunction on a federal execution. By a divided vote with the four liberal judges dissenting, it lifts an injunction against the death of convicted killer Wesley Perkey, whose lawyers argue he's mentally unfit for execution. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he wants to prioritize support for schools when it comes time for a new coronavirus relief bill. He also says he's open to more direct checks to Americans, but he says there was a big mistake in the last bill.
The one mistake I think we made in the unemployment area was providing a bonus that actually made it more attractive for many people to stay home rather than go back to work.
The president's replacing his campaign manager, Brad Parscale, with the deputy manager, Bill Stepien. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says he will be letting everyone know exactly how some of the most prominent accounts on the platform were hacked yesterday. Those targeted included Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Elon Musk, and Jeff Bezos. Posts promised to double followers' money if they paid $1,000. A White House legal struggle over the president's tax records will continue, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Lawyers for President Trump told a federal judge that they intend to continue to fight a New York grand jury subpoena seeking his tax returns less than a week after the Supreme Court ruled against him. The lawyers filed a memo saying they would file an objection to the subpoena by July 27th. The Supreme Court voted in a 7-2 ruling that the president must hand over the tax records in response to a subpoena from Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance. It seeks nearly a decade's worth of financial records.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Utah is telling the U.S. Department of Commerce it will not share records to determine whether someone is a U.S. citizen. The Department of Public Safety telling KSTU-TV it's denied requests seeking driver's license and identification information, apparently in connection with the 2020 census. The city of Milwaukee is going to spend about $40 million on the Democratic National Convention, even though most of the convention isn't even going to happen in Milwaukee. Mayor Tom Barrett saying yesterday the city will still need to provide security and logistics for the parts of the convention that will be happening in town. And some police in Minnesota have been looking at video of naked people while on duty, and it's all legal. Police operating drones to check for nude beachgoers in Golden Valley. The police department says it did start covertly enforcing nudity laws at Twin Lake, west of Theodore Worth Park there, after getting more than a dozen complaints this summer for people being naked, drinking, and engaging in other bad behavior. And NASA and European Space Agency scientists say today will show off the closest photos ever taken of the sun, shot by the solar orbiter that launched from Cape Canaveral in February. Find us online anytime. You can find us there by visiting usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.